In today's specialty crop news from Agnet West, the Be Sure campaign, brought to you by the Growing Matters Coalition, is reminding applicators about the importance of applying product according to label directions. Syngenta's Garrett Gilcrease reminds growers that labels are constantly being updated and need to be checked and followed during every use, especially during springtime foliar applications.
Yeah, the foliar application is probably the most overwhelming application we do, whether it be by air or by ground. It's an application that's blown on by a sprayer. And there's a lot of things you have to keep in mind. The first one would be you want to direct it away from any flowering plants. It's springtime now. I'm looking at roses that are blooming, wildflowers that might be blooming, those kinds of things. And those attract pollinators. So we want to direct that spray away from those or target plants, I'd say. So that way we don't have any undue impact on those beneficial insects. Buffer zones is another one that could be used as well. Consistently with certain products that have buffer zones around schools, neighborhoods, bodies of water, even other crops, and I would say even flowering plants as well. Applying to that last 100 feet or 200 feet or whatever might be specified in the label is not worth what the downside could potentially be by spraying that area against the label. And it's there for a reason. And then the other part is to actually keep the people using the product safe and everything. That's something about calibrating your sprayers and applying at the right place, the right time, at the right rate. That ensures that you keep people safe as well, the mixers, the handlers, the loaders, and the people actually applying the equipment. So that way we get what we need to get done and then also do it in a safe manner.
This reminder was brought to you by the Growing Matters Coalition as part of the Be Sure campaign, an initiative reminding farmers and applicators to follow stewardship best practices to protect pollinators and other wildlife. Visit growingmatters.org for more information. I'm Taylor Hillman for Agnet West Radio Network.